Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, I want this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Gang's all here today. Longoria, stoic as ever, on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck's going to screen your calls tonight.
Low T.
We are only with you till 8 in the p.m. on Mondays during Bulldog season because the Bulldog hotline, so we have to get a lot in a brief amount of time. So let's hit the ground running. First off, gentlemen, good weekend. Taking care of the babies, the Bambinos. Chuck?
Yes.
Anything, any highlight you want to pass along to the listeners?
I'm still tired. It's exhausting, man.
What percentage of the child care, like taking care of the daughter, yes, do you do, and what percent does your hot neighbor wife do?
Probably 60-40.
You?
No, she's 60, oh, okay. Me 40.
She's not back at work yet.
No, not yet. She actually goes back to work on Thursday.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's already been 6 weeks. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, you don't look tired, though.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I got a good base foundation.
At what age do you bring the kid into work?
I was wondering that because at one point she did. She goes, why don't you just take her to work with you one day? I was like, oh, no, that's not happening.
You put her on the futon in my office.
I probably would.
For the whole time?
The whole time.
I'll just bring her in here.
There's a bunch of stuff in there she could play with.
I don't know. I think when they maybe can talk and you can maybe semi-reason with them. At this point, she's a non-negotiable terrorist.
Well, I
can't negotiate with babies.
If you want to bring her in and just like a little car seat or whatever those things
just
are.
Hang
what
out.
Are those things?
Yeah, a little car seat.
Car seat, yeah.
But not when you're holding, you're carrying them.
Yeah, the carrier.
Well, yeah. If you want to bring in the carrier, just put her on the desk over here while during the show. It'd be awesome.
All right.
Hey, we got to get the fans young.
My wife will be down for that.
Sound of my voice. Well, that's good. You're tired. Longoria, good weekend?
Yeah. Didn't do anything. I was sick, so I just stayed at home.
Flu?
Nah.
Dude,
just
68 people in Georgia dead.
Really bad cold.
Yeah,
me and my daughter both had it.
Really?
Yeah.
But, be careful. 68 dead.
I know.
So I was watching this is not what we're talking about tonight, but I watched a documentary on the influenza outbreak at the turn of the century.
Oh, it wiped out.
And it was crazy because it was like the soldiers in World War I brought it back from like the Western Front or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like cities shut down. They were like, no one leave the house for 2 weeks.
Yeah. It was like the Black Plague.
Yeah, it was crazy. Millions died. The flu's
no. I had no idea, you can make fun of me. I had no idea you could die from the flu if you weren't 80 years old.
Yeah. No,
I hear people, old folks getting the flu or pneumonia, when they're older and they can't. Kids, 30-year-olds dying of the flu.
A 15-year-old died.
Yeah, I didn't know that was possible.
I don't want to freak you out, Longoria. Sorry.
No. I mean, when we took my daughter last week, they told her that she had an ear infection. I was like, do you want to go get a second opinion? Like, I was serious about it. Like, I mean, we've been watching her, so she's been pretty good. So,
listen, those are my goddaughters. I want you to take care of them.
How was your weekend?
It's fun. Went to a wedding on Saturday. I'll talk about that tomorrow on the show because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about that. But I had a wedding to go to. I thought I was done with weddings, but no. Now it's the second round of.
Is this the second?
My
wedding
friends
of
getting married for the second time.
Yes.
Yeah. So I literally thought, I'm like, well, I'm never going to go to a wedding again. No, this is round two now. Yep. Everyone's getting married again. So, it's fun.
You hit 40, you get those round two.
Exactly. It is Movie Monday, but I want to start off. We all heard the story. I'm assuming you heard the story about Chase Maddox, the police officer in Locust Grove that was shot and killed in the line of duty. Just an awful story. Dad of one, he's 26. His wife is pregnant.
Like Do Any Day.
Do Any Day.
That's
was shot and killed in the line of duty. Craig Lucey from Channel 2 was monitoring the procession today for the fallen officer down in Locust Grove.
Even the citizens on the street stopping and saluting, and it was just a surreal moment.
We watched as dozens of officers from multiple agencies escorted the body of 26-year-old Locust Grove police officer Chase Maddox. I spoke with his colleagues and close friend, Detective Daryl Shoemaker.
They know what he went through. They know what he did for a living, and they have the understanding of what this means, and it means a lot to us.
The 5-year police veteran was helping two Henry County Sheriff's deputies serve a warrant in the Linden Park neighborhood in Locust Grove Friday. Police say that's when 39-year-old Tier Guthrie became combative and shot Maddox 3 times and also hit the 2 other deputies.
Chase was a happy-go-lucky guy, never angry.
As the procession made its way through Fayetteville and down Highway 74, Peachtree City firefighters were standing by their American flag-draped ladder truck.
What was the feeling you got as you saw that procession come by?
Just deep sorrow and sympathies to the family and the department.
You could see the raw emotion in these officers' faces at this funeral home. Detective Shoemaker said he wanted to thank police in Hampton and McDonough for stepping up during this difficult time. And he also had a request of you.
Be mindful of our officers back on patrol. Their hearts are heavy, and they still have a job to do, though.
It's Channel 2 Action News reporter Craig Lucey. So over the weekend, I'd been in contact with our radio boss, Pete Spriggs, where, you know, sometimes on the show we will get behind a cause and promote it on the program. And we were going to do that with Chase Elliott. I mean, 26-year-old, one child already, the second one due any day now. Killed in line of duty, and that's certainly something that WSB listeners would come to help, come to the aid of. So we were planning on this on the show tonight promoting the GoFundMe page for the officer, but amazingly, they've already reached their goal of $100,000, and the page is closed now. They've closed the GoFundMe page, which I think is amazing that they raised that much money that quickly, but B, I would have left it up longer because obviously there, you know, people still want to donate. So what we're going to try to do tomorrow, I'm going to get in touch with Craig Lucey and Clark Howard, and maybe we can, you know, Clark's the expert on all things financial stuff. Maybe we can start, I think it's a 501(c), which is that tax-free education fund for his kids.
For the kids, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll tomorrow, tune in tomorrow. We're gonna get Clark to get involved with this because he knows how to set all that stuff up. But I still want there be able to way for WSB listeners to give to the Maddox family. You've got 2 daughters.
Yeah.
Longoria. Imagine if you weren't around.
Yeah, I know. That'll help out a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
It'll ease her worries about, you know, their education.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's the last thing on her mind right now. I mean, she just lost her husband.
Right.
But I want to use the power of this radio station to make sure that those kids are taken care of and that wife is taken care of because just a horrible story. So rest in peace, Chase Maddox, 26 years old, out there protecting and serving, and loses his life in the line of duty. So rest in peace, the final shift for Chase Maddox. We're going to try to do something more. 5293C, something, I don't know. I don't know. That's why we're getting Clark Howard involved.
Yeah,
I don't have kids, and I don't know anything about, you know,
college
education funds. But we'll get that set up. We'll try to work on getting that set up, and we'll have more details tomorrow on the Mark Arum Show. Because that's like this the wedding over this weekend. That's what everyone was talking about. It was down. The wedding was in Jonesboro, and you know the community down there was really feeling it because it's just the neighbors to their south down there in Locust Grove. So check back with us tomorrow. Keep monitoring my Twitter feed, and hopefully we'll have more on that tomorrow on Twitter at Mark Arum, MarkArum. Just an awful story. I didn't mean to bring us down like that, but that's tough. 26-year-old, and that guy was, what were you doing at 26? Nothing.
Nothing I can talk about on the radio.
Yeah. I was working part-time here at WSB Radio doing nothing to help humanity.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was helping do traffic, but come on.
Yeah.
I wasn't out protecting and serving Longoria. You in the country at 26?
I was, yeah. Right, I was good. Living in Austin, Texas.
There you go.
Working three jobs.
Sure. Austin, yeah. Texas. All right, it's Movie Monday. I actually watched some, I got to find the name of this movie because I was blown away by it. Not because it was an amazing movie, but I've never heard of it before. So it stars Ben Affleck. It's a 2009 movie, okay?
Okay.
And it stars Ben Affleck and Russell Crowe.
Affleck and Russell Crowe.
Yes.
That sounds like should know this movie.
Right, yeah. Exactly, right? Like, no, it might even been earlier than that. Where is it?
That sounds...
Okay, 2009 movie. I'm going through Xfinity On Demand.
Yeah.
And this movie's on. And it was 2009. It was Ben Affleck and Russell Crowe. I'm like, how have I never heard of a movie with Ben Affleck and Russell Crowe? Like, you would think you would know that movie just by that. And then I'm like, oh, it must be really bad. That's why I don't know about it. Because, you know, if a movie with Russell Crowe and Ben Affleck, if I don't know about it, that means it didn't do anything and no one heard about it. But I'm like, let me check it out anyway. The name of the movie is called State of Play. And it's a pretty cool story. No, exactly. Have you heard of it?
No.
So Russell Crowe plays like this grizzled journalist at a Washington, D.C. newspaper, okay?
Okay.
And Ben Affleck is a congressman. And they were, this is the only part that kind of boggled the mind. They were college roommates, which doesn't look like Russell Crowe in the movie looks 20 years older than Ben Affleck. So anyway, that's the only thing that was puzzling. Like, what the hell was Ben 10 when he was in college? Anyway, and it's like a thriller. Like
sure.
Ben Affleck was cheating on his wife with this girl, and this girl gets killed, and Russell Crowe has got to cover the story, but also try to protect his roommate. His best friend from college. It was a really good movie.
Really?
It was a really good movie. Hmm. And I'm like, how the hell did this... I'd never heard of this. I love Russell Crowe. Like, after he does Gladiator and the boxing movie, Cinderella Man, like, he can do no wrong to me.
Yeah.
So I'll watch anything Russell Crowe's in. And I'd never heard of this movie. So I just... State of Play is the name of the movie, 2009. Definitely worth checking out. Rachel McAdams.
Hmm.
She was in
She's
it.
Nice.
And Ben Affleck's wife was, Robin Wright was Ben Affleck's wife. Helen Mirren, Jeff Daniels. Like, this is an amazing.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Are you sure this didn't just go somehow slipped straight to DVD?
How could it with that? Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
know how. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Cast.
So real quick, this is what we're doing on Movie Monday. Give me a movie that has a cast like this that we might not have heard, you've never heard of, or we not have ever heard of. Russell Crowe, Helen Mirren, Ben Affleck, Viola Davis, Robin Wright, Rachel McAdams, Jeff Daniels, State of Play. Really good movie. Never heard of it. And it's the Winter Olympics going on right now. So we might have done this in the past, but any movie that has cold, snow, or ice as a central theme of the movie.
Okay.
All right? It's like The Day After Tomorrow.
Or Cool Running.
Or Cool Runnings. There you
go. I love that movie.
I've never seen that.
Really?
No, never seen it.
You should watch it.
So there are the two quick Movie Monday topics. Winter Olympics starting. Any movies where ice, cold, or snow has a central part of the movie. And give me a movie that we should have heard of, but we hadn't. State of Play, 2009. I recommend you check it out. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Longo's playing a movie soundtrack tonight throughout the broadcast. If you guess the soundtrack at the end of the show, you'll win the WSB prize pack. 404-872-0750 on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to Movie Monday. Mark Arum with you till 8 in the p.m. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK is the number. I like this song. Julie's in Tequila kicking us off on the show. Hello, Julie.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I was kind of early in on the feed and didn't know you were doing the snow-themed.
Whatever you want. The floor is yours. Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, yesterday I was couching it and watched a movie called Gifted.
Gifted. Tell me about it.
With Chris Evans and McKenna Grace.
I've never heard of either of those people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Gifted, 2017, fairly... Oh, I saw that movie. That was really good.
Very good.
It's with the little girl, like, and she's like a...
quality, you know, she was a mathematician.
She's a math genius. Yeah.
Syndrome kind of girl.
Octavia Spencer was in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually saw that recently. That's 2017. That's a good little movie. It's this... I guess
totally.
I don't
want to
spoil it, but it was a single guy raising this girl.
Yeah, that was her uncle.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil
ever
it.
Know of this.
I know. I don't want to spoil anything. But
Chris
check.
Evans is-
yeah. Okay. All right. Check it out. It's a good movie. Mike's up next on the program. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I'm not as obscure as your Ben Affleck flick, but what about The Royal Tannenbaum?
Oh, I love that movie. One of my
great
favorite
movie,
movies of all time. Tan. You've heard of that, though, right, Longoria?
I've seen a few. I've seen a couple of it, but I haven't seen
it. Gene Hackman is the performance of a lifetime in there. Just, oh, my God, so good. Yeah.
Bill Murray was great in that movie.
Bill Murray as Gwyneth Paltrow's husband. Both of the Wilson brothers were in there. Very, very good flick. If you haven't seen that, I recommend it. Royal Tenenbaums. Definitely flew under the radar, though. Tammy's in Stone Mountain. Tammy, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
What's going on, Tammy?
Good. Prayers for the family of the police officer that
amen.
Got killed. Yes, amen. The Polar Express.
Tom Hanks, an ice movie. I've not seen many animated movies, but that's one I kind of watch every Christmas. I really like that.
You know, this past Christmas was the first time I had ever seen it ever.
Really?
Yeah.
And Christmas Story. Love it.
Yeah, you shoot your eye out, kid. Yes, and it, you know, a lot of snow in that, and yeah, all right. Polar Express, very good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Do the girls like it?
Yeah, that's the reason why I was watching it.
Tim's in the classic city of Athens. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent, buddy. What's up?
Thinking about a cold movie, and with your Russell Crowe theme, how about Mystery Alaska?
Oh, about the hockey team.
Yeah, and an older movie, but with an incredible cast. How about The Outsiders?
Yeah, I'd love that. I don't think that's flying under the radar, right? That's a classic. Matt Dillon, Tom Cruise. I watched part of Risky Business.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah, it was on. interesting movie. All right, when we come back, Movie Monday will continue. In honor of the Winter Games, any movie that features snow, cold, or ice as a central theme of the movie, and give me a movie with an amazing cast that we should know about that we really don't know about. A movie that's flown under the radar, if you will. 404-872-0750. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right.
This is Arthur Blank, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
So good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum with you till 8 tonight, and then Bulldog Hotline tomorrow on the show. Make sure you tune in. We're going to try to get Clark Howard involved and set up a college fund for Chase Maddox's kids. The slain Locust Grove officer, dead at the age of 26, they had a GoFundMe that raised $103,000 in no time, but then they closed it. But I think we can still do more for Officer Maddox and his family. He's got a daughter and another kid due any day now. So we'll get with Clark Howard tomorrow and Craig Lucy from Channel 2. And maybe a 529 college plan will be in the works for them. So we'll have more details on that tomorrow. You can get the updates on my Twitter page, at Mark Arum. Speaking of social media, did you guys see the graphic that I posted on my Facebook page, my Instagram page? There was so obviously it's Olympic season, and there is a TV station in Chicago, WLS. And on the graphics for the Olympics, Longoria, they put P.F. Chang 2018. It's unbelievable. Instead of Pyeongchang, it says P.F. Chang 2018.
I mean, millennials.
Yeah. So if I've got that, if you want to see that unbelievable picture, it's on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram at Mark Arum. It is Movie Monday. We're discussing, because of the Winter Games, movies that revolve around cold, snow, or ice as a central part of the movie theme. And I saw a movie this weekend that was really good, and I'd never heard of it. And I can't believe that I never heard of it. It's called State of Play. It starred Russell Crowe, Ben Affleck, Helen Mirren, Jeff Daniels, Robin Wright, Jason Bateman, and Rachel McAdams. 2009 movie, State of Play, with that cast. I never heard of it. I saw it. It was really good. Give me a movie that flew under the radar that people might not know about. 404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK. Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on?
My girlfriend, Shelly, she gave me a great idea because this movie is fantastic.
Okay.
And it was directed by Stanley Cooper in 2001.
Yes.
Space Odyssey. Is The Shining.
Yeah, very snow and cold, obviously. That movie freaked me out as a kid. That might have been like the first horror movie I ever saw as a child.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. Red Rum.
Way to pick a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when Jack Nicholson froze to death? That was a cool scene.
My favorite part of that movie was Catman Scruthers. Was that his name? The black guy that was the caretaker of the hotel?
Yeah.
I love that guy. He was in Twilight Zone, the movie, too. I loved him. Cool. Fresh young minds. Fresh young minds. How was your weekend, Russ? Anything big?
Nah, just sitting around with my girlfriend. That's about it.
What are you going to do for Shelly for Valentine's Day?
Break up with her.
Don't break up with her, Russ.
Give me her phone number.
Do something nice. Do something nice for her, all right?
Okay.
All right, Russ. There you go. Russ in Gainesville. The dating comings and goings of Russ in Gainesville.
And marriages.
Rick's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing, buddy?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I just want to appreciate live your show.
Thank you.
Love your Arum airs.
Thank you.
Anyway, I've got a movie that no one has heard of much. It was a Southern comedy called Daddy and Them. It starred Billy Bob Thornton, Laura Dern, John Prine, who also wrote the soundtrack, and Andy Griffith.
Kelly Preston, Daddy. Kelly Preston, Diane Ladd. Wow, that's a hell of a... Jim Varney was in it? Jamie Lee Curtis and Ben Affleck were in this. I've never heard. You ever heard of this? Daddy and Them?
Daddy and Them? No.
2001. That's an amazing cast.
Hmm.
Oh, it is, and it was hilarious. But the thing is it's mostly Southern centric. So you really, if you had a dysfunctional family and grew up in the South, you will love it.
Walton Goggins, who we love, Chuck, he was in it. I got to check that out.
Who?
Walton Goggins.
Who?
He was. He was the guy in The Hateful Eight.
Justified and all that?
Yes.
He was like, I love that guy. Okay.
That's an amazing cast. Daddy and Them. I'd never heard of that movie.
Yeah.
That alone, let me write that down, because I will go on Xfinity On Demand and watch that puppy tonight. Daddy and Them. Jeff is in Griffin. Jeff, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
What's up, buddy? Welks, man.
I've got a killer movie for the snow and ice.
Okay.
And one of my all-time favorites, and that's Dr. Zhivago.
Yes, massive classic. I think that's, and you know they have the Turner Movie Classics. I think that's, they rate that as one of the top 10 movies of all time, Dr. Zhivago.
For those who haven't seen it, by all means, watch that. You learn a little history.
Exactly. Fun. That's cinematic history right there. I just got via the Piccadilly text line, from Buddha, Drowning Mona. You ever heard of that movie, Drowning Mona? Me neither. Let's see. It was 2000. Danny DeVito, Bette Midler, Nev Campbell, Jamie Lee Curtis, Casey Affleck, Will Ferrell. When a woman drives a car into the river to her death, everyone in town becomes a suspect. Drowning Mona. I'd never heard of that.
Mm-mm.
That's a hell of a cast.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thanks to Buddha on the Piccadilly Hotline. Text line. Daniel's in Lilburn. Daniel, welcome to the program.
How we doing?
What up, Daniel?
What's up, my friend? I just want to thank you guys for making my trip into work every night more enjoyable.
That is all we try to do, buddy. That's awesome.
Hey, I got one, not much of a blockbuster, but it does have John Cusack, Better Off Dead. I want my $2.
Now, is that that's a snow movie? Or
it is. It's based at a ski town.
Yeah,
where, you know,
because Booger, kids, remember the scene?
Coming of age.
Booger on the ski slopes. I remember that scene from.
Yep.
Yeah, I want my $2. There was a Cusack was in another snow and ice movie. I can't think of it.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
Sure. That wasn't what I was thinking of, but Fargo. There's a movie.
That was on this weekend.
Was
I watched it.
So good.
It's
apparently the TV show is really good too, but I don't have time to haven't had time.
You'd
yet.
Really like it.
Yeah.
It's up your alley.
You're up my alley, buddy.
Well, yeah.
Jeff's in Gainesville. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
I saw the movie that State of Play. That was a good movie. I missed it when it came out, so I don't know how it got around.
I know, and I never even heard of it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Two recent ones, if you're watching that Xfinity On Demand, I watched two recent ones that kind of slipped by. Number one, for snow, The Snowman. It's a serial killer. Got Michael Fassbender in it. Not many more that I know, but it was a... had about three stories going at the same time.
J.K. Simmons was in that. Val Kilmer was in that. Wow.
Val Kilmer. And he looks bad. That was post-cancer treatment, I believe.
Chloe Savini. I know that name. Chloe Savini. Yes. All right, yeah, that she just came out. That's interesting. The Snowman.
And then another one that I watched just recently that came out, it was Wind River, about a Wyoming Indian reservation and a murder on it.
You know, I heard Jeremy Renner talk about that. Is that? I don't even know if that's on demand yet. Where did you watch it on demand?
Yeah, it's on demand.
Do I have to pay for it or is it a freebie?
I think you got to pay for it. I think I paid. I rented it. So it's got the Mary-Kate and Ashley's, I guess that's their younger sister.
Really?
Yeah, she's in the Marvel comics.
Huh, I didn't know that.
It's okay. Yeah. It's a decent movie.
Can I say something first? I just realized that Jeremy Renner, by the way. I love Jeremy Renner.
He's been in some really good movies.
All right, so check this out. So speaking of on demand, last night I started to watch Wonder Woman on demand. The latest Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
The Israeli chick.
G'day, something.
So I thought about this. And I didn't make it through the movie because I was tired. I'll finish watching it. And it seemed like a pretty decent movie. But you think about superhero powers, okay?
Right.
Jeff, what is Aquaman's superhero power?
He lives underwater.
Yeah, he can basically, he's a fish. He can swim. What's the Flash's superpower, Longoria?
He's very fast.
Very fast. Like supersonic speed. Iron Man is basically like a war machine, you know.
Yeah.
Superman can shoot laser beams out of his eyes, among other stuff. So we have all these male superpowers, right? You have Thor with the hammer that crushes, and I'll let you go, Jeff. You got to your destination. And I'm watching Wonder Woman, and they were like coming up with this back in the day when they were coming up with the Wonder Woman, and you're like, all right, we need a female superhero. What superpower can we give her? And they're like, what is the one power women would want more than anything? And they're thinking about it, and they're thinking about it. You know what? Give her a lasso of truth that she can force any man to tell her the truth. That's how scumbaggy men are, and that's how much men are liars, that the writers are like, what woman wouldn't want a lasso of truth to get the truth out of any dude?
Until we start telling them the truth, and they're like, you know what? Go back to lying.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't want to know what you're thinking.
Like, that's her superpower. She can make a man tell the truth. Where were you last Thursday? I was at Applebee's with Russ.
Yeah.
Lasso of truth. All right, I was at the strip club with Longoria.
In a world where they're just getting shot at, I fail to understand where that lasso of truth really comes into play.
But the fact that the writers of that comic book were like, what would one woman want more than anything?
I bet if we put our heads together, we could come up with something better.
Maybe, but at the time, they're like, well, men are liars. Let's give her a lasso of truth.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the writers were like. Any woman would want that. Any woman would want the lasso of truth. I mean, it'd be fun to have, but not as cool as, you know.
No. Superman. Any of the other superpowers I'd rather have
exactly
than a lasso
right.
of truth. I don't know.
But that just underlines how bad men lie and how often men lie. That's her superpower, to be able to have someone tell the truth. Fantastic. All right, one more segment to go. Any guesses on the soundtrack? I think I know. If you know, call now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Final segment of the show, we got to do rapid fire. Just sneezed right as we came back. That's fantastic. Any movie guesses, Chuck? Nothing, huh?
No, sir.
All right, 10 seconds or less. Joey, what do you have?
Hey, Mark, man, I got two movies, man.
Go ahead.
I got King of New York, man.
Oh, with, what's his name? Yes.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Lawrence Fishburne, Wesley Snipes.
Old school mob classic.
I got True Romance, man. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino movies. Christian Slater, Christopher Walken.
Do you not try to watch? I'm glad you brought up Christian Slater. Mobsters, you ever heard the movie Mobster?
No.
They tried to play Christian Slater off as an Italian mobster.
No. That was horrible.
I made 6 minutes into the movie. I was like, this isn't happening. Mike's up next on the show. Mike, real quick, what do you have?
I got a True Romance for you again.
Yeah.
Incredible cast. But for Snow, I got to go Misery.
Oh, yes. God, that.
Misery was good.
Dolores Claiborne. Claiborne? There's a crazy movie in the snow also. John's in Marietta. John, real quick, what do you have?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, I've got New in Town with Renee Zellweger and Harry Connick Jr.
Okay.
Romantic comedy, real good movie, real good.
Harry Connick's kind of turned it. He's not even a singer anymore. He does other stuff now.
Yeah.
Ron's incoming. Ron, real quick, what do you have?
Reindeer Games.
Yes, good call. Reindeer Games. JJ's in Buford. JJ, real quick, what do you have?
Ruthless People.
Oh, with Danny DeVito. Yeah, absolutely. Not a snow movie, but Jill Fayetteville. What's his name?
It's Gail.
Oh, Gail with a G. Sorry, Chuck.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gail.
I got The Cutting Edge starring D.V. Sweeney.
Yes.
It's an ice hockey player that meets a snobby figure skater, and they get together at the Olympics and try to win the gold.
Amazing, amazing cast. Teresa's in Athens. Teresa, real quick, what do you have?
Hey, you guys were talking about Superwoman, so I thought it would be an interesting movie to learn about how she got developed, and it was Mr. Marston and the Amazing Superwoman. Definitely not for kids.
Professor Martin Marston. Yes. Professor Marston. Rachel just told me about that. I got to check it out. We got to do Star of the Show, Longoria. We got to do it.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Mark Arum wouldn't star of the show. Put it on the board. The movie soundtrack, American Gangster, no?
Yes.
The prize pack was $15,000.
Oh, wow. No one
But
got
no
that.
One guessed it.
That's a rough,
so,
rough time to rough, not get it.
We're going to roll that over or just put it back in the prize closet?
Put it back in the prize closet.
All right. Tomorrow, of course, big show. We'll talk more about Chase Maddox. Johnny Kilbasa will join us with a fast food review. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and now Snapchat for the kids, Mark Arum Show. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.